This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, school in a pandemic.
It was becoming too stressful. There was just too many fights, too many meltdowns.
A parent, her daughters, and their teacher share what they're going through. The health concerns, challenges with teaching and learning online, and never knowing what's coming next.
I'm not 100% here as a teacher. I'm not 100% at home. I just don't feel successful anywhere.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
The nation tonight has passed 250,000 dead from the coronavirus. The number is rising by an average of 1,100 every day, with roughly 160,000 new infections daily. And President-elect Joe Biden warned today that a potential vaccination campaign is in jeopardy because the Trump administration will not start the transition of power.
There's a whole lot of things that are we just don't have available to us, which, unless it's made available soon, we're going to be behind by weeks or months being able to put together the whole initiative relating to the biggest promise we have.
The wave of COVID-19 infections prompted New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio today to close the nation's largest public school system again. Effective tomorrow, more than 1 million students go back to online learning only. President Trump is mounting still more challenges to his election loss to Mr. Biden. The Trump campaign asked today for recounts in two counties in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, Michigan certified its statewide results after Republican canvassers in Detroit initially refused to certify. That drew fire today from Detroit's Democratic mayor.
American democracy cracked last night, but it didn't break. But we are seeing a real threat to everything we believe in. What you are seeing in this country right now is an effort to say we only want to count the votes of people who agree with us.
President-elect Biden won Michigan and Wisconsin, plus Georgia, which is due to finish a hand recount of its votes tonight. We'll return to all of this after the news summary. The United States has imposed another round of sanctions on Iran. Today's announcement targeted the intelligence minister and a charity that is allegedly a regime slush fund. That came as a UN agency reported that centrifuges at Iran's Natanz nuclear site are now enriching uranium. It's been reported that President Trump sought options last week for a military strike on Natanz. Reports of heavy damage and deaths are now coming in from Central America in the wake of Hurricane Iota. Nicaragua today raised its official death toll to 16. Homes were left in ruins along the country's Caribbean coast, and downpours triggered heavy flooding and landslides there and in Honduras.
A hurricane came. It knocked over my house, my daughter's house. It knocked over 5 houses in total, so I'm homeless. Where am I going to live? I have to take care of so many young men. I don't know where I'm going to live.
The hurricane smashed ashore Monday night in the same area where another Category 4 storm hit 2 weeks earlier. Back in this country, a federal judge in Washington ordered the Trump administration today to stop deporting migrant children who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border alone. Nearly 9,000 unaccompanied children have been expelled since March. The administration has used an emergency measure, citing the pandemic as justification. The Federal Aviation Administration has cleared Boeing 737 MAX jetliners to resume deliveries and passenger flights for U.S. airlines. That ends a 20-month ban after 2 crashes that killed 346 people. Today's order calls for Boeing to update key software and computers and for pilots to receive new training. And on Wall Street today, worries about surging COVID-19 infections outweighed optimism about new vaccines. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost nearly 345 points to close at 29,438. The Nasdaq fell 97 points, and the S&P 500 slid 41. Still to come on the NewsHour, despite repeatedly losing court challenges to election results, President Trump continues to deny his defeat. The leader of the top U.S. cybersecurity agency is fired following his rejection of claims that the election was compromised. Election officials in Georgia carry out the painstaking task of recounting the votes, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.